Well, here we are, keeping our promise from last week that we're going to dig up some fossils. And we're right along Wilshire in Los Angeles, and you're thinking maybe, well, this isn't the mountains, this isn't the desert, this is a road. Well, yeah, this is not far from my usual stomping grounds. Hey, knock it off. Turns out, one of the most active digs around, it is right in the middle of LA.
Like, we're spoiled rotten with how many fossils that we have. This makes me spoiled rotten even for working here for 17 years.
And where is here? The La Brea Tar Pits.
One, two, three, woo!
Episode 4, Do You Work Here? Some of you not familiar with this place, so we'll do some explaining. Don't worry about it. If you are familiar, if you go, I drive by all the time. Ugh, I know the pits. Do you? Do you really appreciate them?
A lot of people really do kind of forget the fascinating things we're finding in their backyards. Like, you guys are still finding things today, like in front of me right now?
Every single day.
My name is Laura Tewksbury.
Senior fossil preparer. First, quick tar pit history, kind of set the stage. This is a place in the early 1900s that they started finding a lot of stuff. Stuff that got trapped, preserved in the tar. You know, big animals all the way down to insect size. It's this fascinating plot of land. It's right in the center of town. And a lot of it is in the name, but a lot of it's not. So if in your head you're picturing tar pits as big, black, bubbling lakes of gooey stuff, where the animals up to their neck going, help me, help me. That's not it.
So technically we don't have any tar pits here at the tar pits.
It is black, it does bubble, it is very sticky, but it's not tar. Tar comes from stuff that we burn. This is sticky asphalt. It comes from crude.
And so all of the Los Angeles Basin is actually a series of oil fields. We're just in a spot where that crudest oil has been coming up to the surface for tens of thousands of years.
Second thing to know, well, it's not really deep. It's not quicksand. I mean, no pools. It's just inches.
Where you just kind of get stuck and die of wonderful things like exposure, dehydration, predation, if you're lucky.
And lucky for us, that led to a lot of bones. So let me just keep painting the picture for you. Construction all around here in the background. And that's actually where a lot of this comes from. Crates of land excavated. These teams are going through those. And she's in a tent with an old dusty wooden chair in the corner and some dirty buckets and a broom standing up there on the side. And it looks very Jungle Cruise. At Disneyland.
I assure you, this is actually my workspace.
And yeah, in front of her, big old block of dirt and just things sticking out of it.
Right now we're looking at just a tangle of fossils, and some of them that are exposed, like I can say, all right, this is the lower leg of an extinct California turkey, and then we have the rib of a dire wolf.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones. They were real. Tar pit fossils are not dinosaurs. They are Ice Age guys. And dire wolves were a thing.
Not quite the HBO show size. Our dire wolves were more about the size of, like, take a gray wolf, make like the linebacker version.
Like a chunky boy, face full of teeth. Speaking of, the thing she's working with to get the dirt off the fossils, it does look familiar.
So it is absolutely a tool from the dentist's office. Actually, our tools were donated by local dentists. So something that was once in your mouth could have ended up in the mouth of a dire wolf later. But you can see just how tangled up everything is. I mean, this is like a game of pickup sticks. And so even though I know what things are, like I can't get this out until I get this out, but then I can't get this out until I figure out where this one ends.
It's a delicate touch, which I would not have.
where's my bullwhip? Where's my gun? Where's my hat?
There we go. That's more like it.
Do I have a scratch on my chin?
Indiana Jones. This is Sean. He works at the next tent over.
Sean Campbell. I'm a paleontologist. I excavate fossils.
And where Laura could kind of wrap her arms around what she was working on, what Sean has got is a huge crate that's as tall as we are.
So we're looking at box 2. So this was the second deposit found when LACMA, the art museum next door to us, decided to build an underground parking structure, and they found this, and it's roughly 40,000 years old. So what's wild, I think, for people to understand is how much of the ecosystem is being preserved at the La Brea Tar Pits. So the fact that we don't just have large bones of extinct organisms like saber-toothed cats and dire wolves and so on and so forth.
It is saber-toothed cat, by the way. They were not tigers.
We also have all the plants and all the insects and all the birds.
And this is just going to keep going and going.
Yeah, and the entire perimeter of underground underneath the museum is just full of millions of fossils that are cataloged. The nonstop salvage that's coming our way. So when LACMA builds an underground parking structure, or they're building a new museum, but then we're also going to do it too. We're planning our own design for a new building, and when we excavate a new foundation, we're going to find more stuff for ourselves.
He mentioned inside. You want to go inside? Let's go meet Stevie Morley, who is super cool and has purple hair and a nickname.
I have many times gone by the nickname the Dirt Fairy because I play in the dirt a lot.
And this place is kind of like the cleanup room.
So we use a chemical called Novec 73DE, and we apply that with these little tools that you see here. So that's cotton swabs, foam tip applicators. We want to make sure that when a fossil leaves the lab and goes into the collection or out for exhibit, that it's going to stay in as close to perfect condition as possible for as long as possible.
You can hear somebody sorting really small pieces behind us, putting them in little envelopes, because everything counts. The lab is sort of a fishbowl, little signs by the windows showing visitors what they're doing.
People, they'll come up and they'll have like a little note on their cell phone for me, and they'll take one of the whiteboards and I will write out the answers to the questions. We've had some great conversations that way.
And then there's the elephant in the room, which is literally like a giant elephant skull. The name is Zed.
With Zed, we found about 83% of him. And so they said, oh, well, you've got everything from A to Z. Don't know if it's true, but it's a good story. So what you're seeing is they found him when a digger machine scraped off the top of his skull. The most important part of this skull, though, is the teeth and the tusks. And he is the only mammoth at La Brea to yield both complete tusks. And then if you would like, you may feel his molars. So do you feel a difference happening as you move from the back to the front of the tooth? So this back part, he's never actually chewed on. They don't just lose a tooth and have another one come in like we would. They actually move forward like a conveyor belt.
Conveyor belt teeth. Was that on your bingo card today? We're almost done, but we can fit in a little bit more, so let's stick with teeth and go for the sharp ones.
Yeah, saber-toothed cats, they're not closely related to tigers. It just, the name sounds cool.
Size of an African lion, but more muscles. And the teenagers? Tiny little sabers?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So the saber-toothed cats, actually, we can actually see that they had deciduous sabers, so baby teeth, baby canines. So some of them are in the process of losing the baby vampire teeth, and then they're getting their new ones. So they actually have four canines in their mouth at the same time, which is terrifying to think about.
The actual name, Smilodon fatalis. Smile, because, you know, fatalis, because it's going to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know the thing about all these 40,000 years? Does it feel that far? I mean, it's a long time, but it's not dinosaur far. Do they feel closer to you, these things, like recent memory for mankind?
Oh, absolutely. I usually refer to it as geologically last weekend. And that's a real thing. That's why our place is so relevant when we're trying to understand current climactic struggles and issues. And of the species that we find here, almost all of them are still extant or still around. It's really only like 10%-ish, and mostly the big animals that aren't around anymore.
Does it ever get old? No. I'm like a kid in a candy store every single day I get here. Part of what I love most about this place is every day I come in and I think of new questions to ask. And that is so fulfilling.
Well, there you go. Time to move it. Done for today, but thank you. You want to hit that 5-star button for me? Say something nice. That would be cool. KNXnews.com or KNX Simpson on what used to be Twitter, and you can see pictures. And we'll be back next week with either a guy restoring really nice cars or this, like, yogi sound healer lady. I haven't decided yet.
Thank you. Good seeing you.